Our international briefing now takes us to a nation terrorized by beheadings, kidnappings, and rampant violence. We're not talking about Iraq. The crisis is next door in Mexico, where more than 5,000 people have been killed this year in a nationwide drug war. And in the border city of Tijuana, 170 people were murdered in November alone. The violence has made normal life impossible for many who live there. Award-winning musicians Ramon Amuesca and Pepe Mote, better known as Bostich and Fusible, are no exception. We spoke to them about their music, a mix of traditional norteño and techno, back in July. Since then, their latest album, The Tijuana Sound Machine, has been nominated for a Grammy. But in that period, they've also witnessed a startling rise in the violence in their hometown. Ramon Amuesca joins us now from San Diego. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
And thanks, congratulations, of course, on the nomination.
Thanks a lot.
Now, Ramon, where exactly do you live?
I live on both sides.
Oh, you live on both sides.
Yes, in Tijuana. I still have there my dental office, and sometimes I stay in California. To me, it's better to fly to different cities when we are touring.
And I wanted to ask you about that because we talked about this a little bit last time, but I'm not sure many people know that you are a dentist and that medical professionals in Tijuana are among those who have been targeted. Do you ever feel afraid when you're working in Mexico?
Yes, every day when I finish my work in my dental office, I just think to drive back very fast to my house. So lately, the violence in Tijuana is growing very fast, and all the dentists, the doctors, we know about that problem, and the only thing we can do is like watch everything that occurs and when we drive, when we walk, and it's a big problem in Tijuana now.
Is it difficult sometimes to focus on your music when you're surrounded by so many serious problems, especially the violence?
For us, everything is part of our inspiration. Even the violence. I think the last album that we have, Tijuana Sound Machine, when we wrote that album, the problem just started to grow, but not as big as now. So that's why some of the songs has the title like Wanted. America's Most Wanted. That refers to the most wanted people in the cartels in Tijuana, or Retén, or Acai 47, that is a mixture of two words, that the word of the sampler, the instrument that we use to do music, and 47 from the Acai 47, that gun machine that the favorite from the cartels here in Tijuana. So, but now the problems is growing very fast, and we are trying to express some of that problems in our music, but now we don't know how to captured the good side of Tijuana.
Now, is it strange in a way? I mean, here you are, you've been nominated for a Grammy, and it's not your first nomination. I think it's your second international Grammy, and I think you've also been nominated for two Latin Grammys. But to then be at a time which should be such a triumph for you, and yet back in Tijuana, you've got your community dealing with such an awful situation. Is it sometimes hard to keep both those realities in your head at the same time?
It's difficult. It's difficult for us as a Tijuana born. It's difficult. And even for all the people that are from Tijuana, we don't know what to do. We only think to escape. You know, I think we have another things, not only the violence in Tijuana that is part of our lifestyle. We still have the city of the people that has to cross the border from the United States to Tijuana to buy goods, to go to the doctor, to the dentist, or to visit another city, and they have to cross the border to Tijuana. So some of the things, a little things, are good in Tijuana. And even with the things that, about the history of Tijuana, that's keep us doing our work as an artist.
Forgive me for asking this, but as an artist, you can live anywhere. I mean, you are about to go on tour in the United States. You were recently on tour in Europe. When we spoke last time, you were about to go on your European tour. You can live anywhere. Why do you stay?
Because for us, the lifestyle in Tijuana is even with the violence, it's a city with a lot of freedom. Tijuana is changing a lot. It's changing a lot, but it's changing a lot. And some things are changing good. Some of that cantinas or some of that bars in Tijuana that used to be bad places, now it's good to be there. A lot of people that go there and talk about music, art, and everything. That's a good part of to be in Tijuana.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Ramon Amhuesca is part of the musical duo known as Bostich and Fusible. Their latest album, The Tijuana Sound Machine, has just been nominated for a Grammy. He was kind enough to join us from San Diego. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the invitation.